Good evening, everyone. This is Mellow Max, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Behind me right now is Obade by Soft Machine. And coming up tonight, I have got a full show for you guys. I'll be here on my show, highly recommended, full of all of the music that I recommend highly from 7 until 9 p.m. And I'm going to be playing a bunch of mostly new music. Some of it's just new to me. And then at 7:15, Justin from Winkler is going to be joining me on the air to talk about their brand new album, Bazooka Baby. And at 8 p.m., Nick Prato is going to be joining me for an acoustic session, acoustic performance and interview. And until then, we've got all kinds of great music for you. I had another announcement for you guys. But it's not important. Yet. So hang in there, starting us off after Soft Machine. Coco Elise, here's a new one. It is called Made with Gold, and it's really nice, and I'm excited to talk with them about it at some point.
About you, I feel it. When you begin to see things, let them happen. Just let them happen. Let them happen.
All right, we just had a triplet of Australian bands there. We had two from over in Perth. That first one was Coco Elise with Made with Gold, and after that was Small Fish, S-M-O-L, Fish, with Get Over It, on two singles that just came out in the last several months or so. And after that, we had Traffic Island from the other side of Australia. I don't know why we started off with Australia, but they went well together, I think. And that song was called Go! Exclamation point. And now I'm going to play one by American group La Luz, and then you're going to hear a new song from Winkler's album Bazooka Baby, and then you'll hear me and Justin Schaefer's chatting about it. So, coming up next, La Luz.
Thank you. think I might be heads. Strange things keep happening to me. Think I might be heads. Impossibly. Cauldron on the dance. It was the strangest thing I've seen. Candle turned to ash.
Hey, hey, how's it going?
That was just I Might Be Hexed by Winkler off their brand new album, Bazooka Baby. And now, Justin, are you there?
Hello?
Hello.
Can you hear me? Cool.
I can hear you loud and clear. Can you hear me all right?
I can hear you so well on my headphones right now. It's awesome.
Fantastic. Your video quality is a lot better than mine.
Really? I'm on my phone right now. Isn't that crazy?
I'm on my 8-year-old laptop, so it kind of makes sense. But
Yeah.
I think I wanted to start off with I Might Be Hexed because I think for people who are already fans of Winkler, that one really has a lot of your sound that you've had in previous albums. And there's a lot that's new on this album, too.
Sorry. That one was really fun to make. I like listening to that one a lot. There's not really like an actual drum kit on that song. It's like pots, pans, and maybe like there's a shaker. Even I think the shaker is like a canister, like a film canister with like salt in it, though, or rice, which is like a really funny way to go about making a song. But
yeah,
came out kind of funky. And then we tried to have a little bit of our like the regular, whatever it would be, the Winkler flair of the little surfy guitar thing,
And the nice harmonies
The harmony. That was really fun. With just another detail there, is it used to be super super slow, but there's another song on that album called Danger, and we wrote those songs around the same time, and we were like, if both of these are slow, like Rolling Stones country songs in G, it's gonna be a really boring album. So we tested out both of them twice as fast, and that was the one that held on the best.
That's fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not just speed it up a little bit?
Yeah. Speed it up. Yeah.
There we go. And I saw you. I had the good fortune of seeing you at your sold out album release show.
Right.
And was a crazy performance.
Thank you.
You pulled, absolutely. You pulled some songs out of the vault for that, if I recall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's a short record.
That's true.
Even for like a live performance, it's only maybe not even 25 minutes long. Mm-hmm. So we were like, okay, we need to play some old songs too, and songs that aren't released yet, so we just had to fill it out, but it was a fun time.
I know someone said like, oh man, I haven't heard them play that song in like 2 years, and I don't think I'd ever heard it before, so I don't remember which one it was. But
that was, I wonder which one it was, because it's also funny that someone knows that it's been 2 years since they heard that song. That's ridiculous.
Yeah
You gotta, where are they applying there? Their thought. That's great.
That was Kellen from
That was Kellen. Yeah, we love Kellen.
Yeah.
Actually, Kellen's our archivist, which is amazing.
So that's his job.
Start paying him.
Yeah.
He also sometimes will get me when I get words wrong. He'll come up afterwards and he'll be like, I think you did like the first verse in place of the second verse. And I'm like, damn it. Like, I thought nobody would catch on to that, but it's always Kellen. Nice guy. Great
Very
guy,
nice
though.
Guy, yeah. And he's Kellen. On the board at Northeastern's radio station. So shout out to WRBB, I think.
Yeah. Do you guys have like radio connects? Do you meet at the...
You know, we just had a holiday bash last night at the radio station here, and we had a bunch of DJs from other stations. I don't know if there was anyone from WRBB who came, though.
Got it.
Next year. It was fun. We had people come and play like one or two Christmas songs and say like, hi, this is when my show is. Listen. And then move on. Yeah. But enough about that. Another thing that I want to talk about on this album is your use of electronic instruments and electronic sounds, which is very new. Where did that come from? Who are some influences? Yeah.
We're stepping into the future. It's too bad we couldn't get Christian on the call tonight. I'll speak on behalf of Christian because I feel like he's really the mastermind. Christian and Alex in particular, the two of them really kind of went headfirst into the electronic aspect of the album, and it was so cool. The biggest one being this song called like Cicada Summer, which I guess is like, what was this song? There was like a Shakira song that was like a big influence in terms of like the mix, which was kind of funny. That and like maybe an MGMT hook. But Christian had been kicking around the idea for that song forever. And when we were coming around to recording this album, it kept being like a looming thing. And we were calling it Space Jam for a long time. So I still have it in my head as Space Jam. But then we were like, we can't call it Space Jam because of the movie Space Jam, probably. So Cicada Summer. And
without
just
an E.
We thought it was so fresh to to abbreviate it.
Oh, yeah.
So it was kind of a looming thing of like, oh, we got to tackle this Cicada Summer song or the Space Jam song. And I would kind of pop in and out of the studio while they were doing it. And I just remember coming in after one day of like intense synth work. And I was like, that whole thing is there. That's crazy. I love it. I think it's one of the freshest things on the album, too.
Yeah, I've actually got it queued up right now. So if you want, we can take a quick break, listen to that, and then be back in 3 or so minutes.
Sure. Yeah, let's do it.
Cool.
Cicada Summer. Let's
roll. Here we go. All right. I'm going to mute you, and bam, there we go. I think. Oh, no. Now I had that on mute, too. There we go. Here's Cicada Summer.
Just now, it stayed cool. Time for inside from.
And all right, we're back. Yes?
Cool.
Oh, yeah. Awesome, yeah. And that is such a cool and very different song by you guys.
Super. Yeah, we were trying to throw everybody off our scent is what we were trying to do.
Yeah, keep everyone on their toes.
Yeah, that's what you got to do.
Mm-hmm. Can't pigeonhole Winkler.
No way. Nope. No way. No. Got too many surf rock comments, and then we're like, all right, we just got to... No, I don't know. Actually, I like surf rock comments. I think that's cool. But
it's not the most common sound on this coast.
Yeah.
And it is very refreshing.
Got the same amount of surf. I don't understand why.
Yeah.
We can't rock.
A little chilly, I guess.
Yeah,
but
you're right.
Wetsuits,
you're right.
You know, there are people who do it.
Yeah. You do it?
Yeah.
I've never surfed before. We're like the Beach Boys in that way, kind of.
You know, I think if anyone's listening... and they want to buy Justin a Christmas present. Yeah. Surf lessons.
Surf lessons. Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
That would be great. Let's do it.
Well, if anyone, yeah.
Come with me. Yeah. We can get some surf.
Let's do it. I've been surfing once. It was a blast. It was also really cold.
Was it on this coast?
It was not. It was on, also an East Coast, but it was in New Zealand.
Oh, yes.
But
wow.
Their water the East. Comes... straight from Antarctica, so it is very cold.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, but good surf.
Yeah, no, I bet. Sounds freezing.
Yeah, and that was fun and very pretty and a great time.
Yeah.
Back to the album.
Cool.
For this new album, Bazooka Baby, if you had to prescribe the ideal listening environment for a listener to listen all the way through, all 25 minutes... where would you tell them and how would you tell them to listen to it?
Oh, that's great. You know, I don't know if it's the most exciting answer. I don't know, but I feel like I have about a 20-minute jet to work on the train in the morning. And I feel like whatever, especially in the morning too, like whatever I'm playing on the way to start my day has such like a big influence on the rest of my day. So... if someone's looking to get into some type of mood, I don't know what the mood is, but whatever the album is, then maybe in the train or in the car on the way to work. Is it the most beautiful answer? Maybe not, but it's definitely one that we all share for the most part. So
yeah, you know, it's like
I'll
it's
go
like
for that.
Breakfast is the most important meal of the day, they say.
You got it. Yeah,
and
sure.
You should have good music in the first thing in the morning.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And it's a bite-sized album too. You can get the whole thing in one go. It's not mm-hmm. like a dinner album in that way.
No, and I checked. Yeah. It is 22 minutes, so you really have no excuses. Everyone should be listening to Bazooka Baby by Winkler, and it mm-hmm. came out December 6th. So, you know, just 12 days ago, and back
it's fresh.
Yeah, very fresh. Back to the release show at the Rockwell, right down the street from here. Was the shirt removal planned?
Well, so for those of you that weren't, if anyone's listening who wasn't at the show, we got to the last song and I'm wearing this. I'd managed to get, it was kind of planned to answer the question, I guess. I have this red and white striped shirt that I love. It's my favorite t-shirt, but it's become, it's retired from regular wear because I got a huge hole in the back of it. And I needed something to do at the end of the show. And I really wanted to get people's attention. And even though it broke my heart, I was like, okay, I'm gonna do it like Iggy Pop style. Go full Iggy Pop. And I don't know if you ever tried to rip a shirt off, but it's kind of harder than you think. And it was a little embarrassing.
you looked great doing it. It was very powerful. Yeah.
The bottom hem of the shirt is a lot thicker than the top of it. Mm-hmm. And so I got to the bottom and then I got stopped. But it was planned out a little bit, but I wasn't sure the entire time if I was actually going to do it. And then so in a way it was spontaneous, but I did have the idea and I was kind of pitching it to people throughout the day being like, would you think this would be really stupid or would you go for that?
Yeah.
And I got some support from, especially from the opening bands that play with us. We played with Bus Crush and Salty Greyhound, which are just like some of our good buddies and great musicians, so I trusted their opinion. If they were like, it would be cool, then I'll rip my shirt off for the crowd. I think it was fun, yeah.
Yeah, oh, it was a great moment, and good showmanship, 10 out of 10,
yeah.
Would
great,
recommend.
Great.
And for anyone listening who's really looking for more good local bands, I would highly recommend going to any Winkler show, because I've seen you guys play live a bunch of times, and mm-hmm. I don't think any of the bands, whether you were opening or someone was opening for you, none of them have been bad. In fact, yeah. Some of them have been my favorites.
Do you remember any other standouts from other times? Not to put you on the spot.
Oh, no, absolutely. Yeah. I was actually thinking about how it was like end of last year when I was really starting to dive deeper into the local scene. And mm-hmm. I saw you guys playing with Little Fuss at Brighton
yeah.
Music Hall and with Hush
mm-hmm.
Club as well. And yeah. then, like, a week or two later, I saw you at the Rockwell with the Croaks. And
the Croaks are awesome.
Oh, they're awesome, yeah.
The Croaks are, like, the coolest band I can think of in my head, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, their sound is great. And you guys made a really good build together. And I
yeah.
don't remember the third band that played. But I'm sure that they were... Oh, no, it was Will Davila.
Right.
Just playing solo.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Also great.
Yeah. Yeah, very talented musician, former member of Paper Lady, and mm-hmm. All kinds of great bands. And then recently, you playing with Bus Crush and Salty Greyhound. They're great.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get Bus Crush in here soon, and Salty Greyhound
was in
like April. So, excellent.
We love
excellent
it.
Groups.
And Alex from Salty Greyhound mixed the first album we did, too. Mm-hmm. So it was like really fun. We didn't work together in like the recording process, but we're like, we really want to get that crew like in with us again for this release somehow. And they just happen to be one of our favorite bands too, which is convenient. Yeah,
for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, that was actually my first time seeing them perform live. I saw them play like mm-hmm. through the glass here once, but,
right.
I heard that sometimes they like to have paint at their shows. I don't know what
yeah.
that's... Yeah, I'm excited to see a proper Salty Greyhound show with paint and all that at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite track on Bazooka Baby?
I think I do really like the song itself, Bazooka Baby,
mm-hmm.
because it had been the longest one. Oh, it's actually so hard. It's kind of hard to pick, though. The second song on the album is a song called Spider-Man Kiss. And I wrote it originally in lockdown, kind of in that first wave of quarantine with like pitch down vocals. And it was kind of a bit. And I sent it to Christian when we were both in our like respective bedrooms, sending each other voice memos. And ever since then, we've been kind of kicking it around as like, what if we did Spider-Man Kiss? And so it was really fun and fulfilling to like do that song for real
mm-hmm.
and kind of put it out to the world.
And seeing you play that one live was also pretty wild with the voice changer.
Oh,
that was yeah,
we got really technical with that. We brought so much gear to that show. Never again. I don't want to ever play with that much equipment again, but it was fun for that show.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know if Osprey Corp uploaded it yet, but
I'm glad
that it was recorded.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Trent is doing like such a service to the entire Boston community.
Mm-hmm.
In like 10 years, if you want to revisit what like is going on now, everyone's going to go to Osprey Corp. Like it's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
So eventually when Trent gets it up, it'll be really cool to share.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
And for anyone listening, Trent does videography. You can find his work on YouTube under Osprey Corp or Osprey Corporation. Either way,
yeah.
It'll probably come up. Did you have a... how did the creation of this album vary from past recordings? You obviously brought in some new instruments, but was there anything else that stood out?
One thing is... Well, I'll say this much. Is it like it wasn't initially meant to be... This wasn't really meant to be an album in the first place. We had... So our previous bass player Ava, who we love very dearly, was planning to move to Nashville a little over a year ago, and we were like, okay, we have all these songs that Ava plays, let's record bass for all of those, and we'll make the next album all of those songs. And one of those songs was Bazooka Baby, and we were like, that's a great single for this, for that album of all the songs. And we were like, well, a single should have a B-side. And then we were like, that's two songs right there, a single and a B-side. And then we were like, well, we have these two country songs that'd be like funny on either side. And then you know how it goes. All of a sudden, what was supposed to be a single turned into a whole other album,
mm-hmm.
which is just goes to show our organizational skills. But once you once we noticed it was starting to become like an album, we were like, okay, we have to indulge in that. So we, in a lucky way, we have like our next album about halfway done.
Mm.
in lieu of like in you know, and this album is kind of a good breather. It was also kind of different because we were a little bit, once we realized it would be kind of different than the previous one, we were like, well, then we can make it like really different if we want to, and it'll just be the one that's different, and we can kind of lean into any what's the word I'm looking for, divisiveness. Mm-hmm. Like if people rock with it or don't rock with it, it kind of like that's maybe fun for us to see how different people can think about it.
For sure. And yeah. Also, I mean, I think that this album, none of the songs are duds. They are all hits. And if mm-hmm. if you've listened to Winkler before, or if you have not, there's a lot of variety on there. So check it out. You might find something that you really like. And I also wanted to ask, oh no, where'd the question go? Oh, what unreleased tracks, maybe from the new album, maybe mm-hmm. from a future album, are you most excited yeah. about playing live or recording?
Let's see. We actually just, so because this album is out now,
mm-hmm.
we were like, okay, now it's time to get back to working on the previous one. And there was two or three songs that we play live that aren't out yet. One of those songs is called Nella Dear, which is a song that's kind of like it's sort of like a Beatles, you know, kind of, I call it like a McCartney stomp, where it's like, I don't know how to describe it. It's just a Paul McCartney type thing. And I wrote it about like my dog, or like my parents' dog. We've been playing it forever. Mm-hmm. And because we've put this album out, we went back into like the kind of basement studio where we record, and we were tracking on that this past weekend. And I was like, this is gonna be like my favorite one to then hear. So I'm really excited for all, if you've never heard it, then I'm excited for everyone to hear it, because I don't know, I have a soft spot for it because it's like about it.
Yes.
My dog, which is cool. So that's maybe the one. I think we may all have different answers. There's a song of ours called Hindsight that we play that's really hard to play. Mm-hmm. So I think we're all excited for that to be out. So there's like a version of it out there where we all get our parts right, rather than like whatever it turns into when we play it live.
Having it in fullness.
Yeah.
I'm very excited about Halloween.
Yeah. That one is really fun.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to pick some more songs to include on the next album, and I'm pitching Halloween, so we're going to see if that one ends up there. But I hope it does, because I think it's hip.
Oh, absolutely.
That one is that's a song about my girlfriend Ailey and I showed up to like a Halloween party dressed up as the Sparks Brothers, you know, that band. There's an album cover of theirs called Angst in My Pants, where they're like, they're both dressed up, one's in like a silver suit and one is in like a wedding gown. Mm-hmm. And I was like, it's such an awesome, funny image. So that'll be a fun one. Maybe that'll be like a Halloween special release or something.
So far away, but yeah.
I know.
But that's how you gotta do it. You gotta plan it. Yeah. We'll see. Well, and because you mentioned Ailey, would you like to talk about any other projects that you are working on?
Yeah. So Ailey and I play in another band called DOS, which is really fun. as well, with like some songs that she wrote, some songs we wrote together, some songs of mine. We've been playing some shows, playing a lot of shows around Boston, which has been super fun. Doing a little bit more twang, it's a little bit more country. We played a show at the Rockwell a couple days ago as well, and we did a rockin' Little Saint Nick, bringing it back to the Beach Boys. Mm-hmm. So we're working on some music right now, started recording, but we don't have any firm plans for like a release yet. So, but I'm really excited for when we do, because I really dig a lot of the songs, and she's a really great writer, so I'm pumped.
Yeah, I think that for the longest time, I would say that Winkler's makes the prettiest music in Boston, because it really is sonically very pretty.
Yeah, well, thank you.
And then Doss came along, and you know, you guys are neck and neck.
Wow. we're in competition Winkler's fun because we also can. I like getting a little ugly with Winkler too, which is a good way to do it.
absolutely.
Yeah. But I appreciate that sentiment. That's really nice of you.
Absolutely. And do you have any upcoming shows in either group that you would like to promote?
Oh, yeah. I wish I had a better... I know we're looking... Winkler has a couple things on the calendar, but nothing is completely set in stone. It's funny releasing an album around the holidays because we're all in different places right now. Mm-hmm. And I'm flying to California tomorrow for like 2 weeks. So we're kind of giving ourselves a little winter break after putting out the album. And then I think we're going to regroup in the new year and put together more shows and things, which is nice. Nice as well. We can get a little breather, write some more songs and everything.
Yes, a well-deserved break.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, looking forward to see what you've got coming for us in 2025.
Thank you. I'll have some more tunes from any number of Winkler songs or different projects. So, yeah, it's exciting.
And where should people look to keep up to date on announcements and whatnot?
I would say winkler.mp4 on Instagram. Mm-hmm. I wish I updated our website a little bit more. I often forget that we have a website. So Instagram is like the most direct line to us. If I could be so bold as... Yeah, that would be the best way to do it.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right, well, you've got that. And Justin, it's been a pleasure talking with you.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's been great talking with you as well.
Excellent. Well, thank you. And I hope you enjoy your time back home.
Thank you so much. Have a splendid happy holidays and happy new year. Mm-hmm. And thanks for having me on. I like listening to all this stuff. And Nick is on next.
Yes, Nick Prado coming up in 15 minutes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, I don't know where if Nick's in the building, but say hello for me.
He might poke his head into the glass over there. That's a computer monitor. You can't, I don't know. Anyway, I'll say hi for you. And cool. There he is. Yeah.
There we go. Nice. Cool.
All right. And we're going to wrap things up with one more song, which is a really classic Winkler sound from Bazooka Baby called Spin You Round. All right. Thanks again, Justin. Cool. Have a good night.
Yeah. Cheers. Good night.
All right. End meeting. Zoom is a pain, but it worked. Thankfully, here is Spin You Round.
Still turning for Thank you.
All right, that last song was Omni with the song called Underage. Before that was a really cool, funny band that I found last week and was just so enamored with their name that I was like, I have to listen to them. And I really like their sound. That was the Ha-Ha's and the Blah-Blah's with Fix It in the Mix, which as a live radio DJ is a sentiment that I wish I could relate to more. And before that was Kangaroo Court, a Chicago-based rock group with a song called Right On. And before that, of course, Spin You Round by Winkler. And a quick PSA, one more song, and then you will be hearing from Nick Prato right here on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It's important to get your kids to buckle up for safety, no matter what it takes. Do what you have to do to make sure your kids are wearing their seatbelts. Never give up until they buckle up. Go to safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. And coming up next, we're going to hear a song called God is Change by Supersport! Change!